From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. You'll have to scratch your itch to see a live Timmins Rock hockey game for one more week. Jason Kelly is a member of the team's board of directors. He says no crowd will be allowed at the MAC for tonight's exhibition game against Hearst. That's because not all the return-to-play approvals have been received from City Hall and the Porcupine Health Unit. Kelly pledges that that will all be cleared up before next Friday's home opener against Kirkland Lake.
We're really excited to have fans back in the building. There is some rules to follow, but we get to watch live hockey again as a group, so it'll be fun and the kids will appreciate hearing the crowd roar.
You can catch tonight's game on HockeyTV.com. The lineup is out for the Rock on the River Reconnect at Hollinger Park. It's set to go the nights of Friday and Saturday, October 1st and 2nd. Timmins Festivals and Events Committee Chairman John Olivson says the Arkells headline on Friday night and the Glorious Sons on Saturday. He says the committee was looking for the most relevant acts before and since the COVID-19 pandemic. The Glorious Sons sold out Scotiabank Place and were asked to do a few dates with the Rolling Stones.
And then we got the Arkells on the Friday night, who just recently played three nights at the Bud Bowl, formerly the Molson Amphitheater. So three near sold-out nights there.
Tickets are on sale at the Timmins Festivals and Events website. There wasn't any yelling, yet there were a few verbal jabs thrown during yesterday's Timmins Chamber of Commerce organized event featuring all four Timmins James Bay federal election candidates. Liberal hopeful Steve Black called 17-year NDP incumbent Charlie Angus a good guy who tries hard, but he said the riding needs someone at the government decision table. Angus responded that it's not about him.
When the members of the Liberals and Conservatives were asked to choose the person that they looked to in Parliament for advice, their mentor, they voted for me. They said that I was one of the most knowledgeable.
Angus also pointed out that Black, the former mayor of Timmins, has run in another election for a different party. Three more COVID-19 cases in the region are resolved. There's also one more confirmed case, leaving the total currently active at 10. That new case is in Timmins. Our website has all the latest testing and vaccination numbers from the Porcupine Health Unit. Across Ontario today, 848 new cases. 77% are in people who are unvaccinated or have an unknown vaccination status. 22% in the vaccinated. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.